with it, you'll pour the water in on the top side and let it go through, and he'll drink with it. For the more betziba nami, the same thing, a shofar shall see, but should also not be a muksa. V'achoz l'gemei l'tinik oni, amol yav tinoikas that are poor people, so drashi l'tinik oni means, shall atzib l'panasoin, amol his parents can't afford to raise them, so the tziba takes care of them. So now when they come to shul, the chaz mekneses has to feed him. So most megeya, that even in shul, you use this shofar as a type of a bottle. The melech shver, filu a shayfer that belongs to the tzibo, should also be mutul a tautel on Shabbos, because it has a purpose, a use leheter. So a kli that's mlachtel yis, a mlachtel heter, avader has a heter to touch, of alisa sar gufa, there should be sometimes it's mutter. So lemaisa taisus Rash doesn't explain too much. Rash sheet is a little bit shver. Taisus goes with the anoch like we passed him that even a kli shem lachtel yisar, much like a hammer, you're allowed to use a sar gufa sar mukaymai. If you want to use it for purpose of heter, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. Now, our Gemara says, Chatzaitzvah Samuksa is a pshat is not called a kli at all. It's like chsar and kiss. Or Yemavatel the shame kli at all, it's not called a kli at all. Therefore, Tzachamad Gemuksa fil tzar gufa, it's not mutum. But avada, a regular kli shom lachtel yisse is mutum tzar gufa tzar mekoimli. So the Gemara that's saying it can't be metalted now wants to say it's not just time with the kli shom lachtel yisam, but it's a more chomadik yisr. It's like a kli that's miyachad le'mokim, never to use it. It's not called a kli at all, the chatzaitzris. But I'll call upon him, we have this theory though. Once you say that a shofar is called a kli, because it has some use, you could drink with it, even shal tzibur, it's a theory of the b'raisa then, even shal tzibur should also be mutter. So it's a theory, how come one b'raisa says shofar is mukser on Shabbos, and one b'raisa says shofar is mutter on Shabbos? Bisu, I have another kasha. Hoda Tanya is another b'raisa that says, kishen she metaltlen es ha-shofim, kach metaltlen es ha-chatzaitzres. Says, Marmer's three sheetahs here. This last bright is matter both of them. Zai chatzaitzres and zai shofars mutter to metaltlen Shabbos. So the three-way stereo in the three brises. And for the Gemara Mani, who could this last brise go like? Elo like Hashe, there's no stereo. There are three different Mani Yomim, and they'll get Hilchas Muksa. Ho Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda Shita is that he holds for Muksa. Ho Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon Shita, he doesn't hold for Muksa. We'll soon see in Ho Reb Nechemia. One goes according to Reb Nechemia. So Rashi. Ho Reb Yehuda. Tap Rashi, or Rabbi Yehuda. Shofar metaltel, the bryce, the middle bryce that says a shofar you're allowed to touch. The chatzaitzus ain't metaltel, and the chatzaitzus you can't touch, the muksu, because the chatzaitzus is called muksu. Abul shofar, Torah is clear, love for the minimal yield. He says, shofar attack all shofars amutam, because the shofar is royal to drink with, it's called a kli. Mashenkin chatzaitzus is not royal to drink with, it's a pshut, it's a plain, a type of a shofar, it's not turned over, you can't drink with it, it's not called a kli. That goes like a Yehudi sheet that holds for muksa. Shashi ho, diktoni tarvayi metalt, not that the second last brisa said, both to the mamuta, that's from shimini. The lesle muksa does not hold for muksa, at least in certain cases. So, you have to say, the chatzaitzus, even though it's called the kli shom lachtel yisra, which Reb Shimon is muta, ha-kol ponam at sarah gufa, sarah mekaymai. So according to Reb Shimon, even chatzaitzus amutam, that sarah gufa, sarah mekaymai. In the more vayt, the whole diktoni, af shofar metaltum, that is the first brisa that said, you can't touch a shofar or a chatzaitzus. I, the kashra, the shofar is called the kli you could use. Why can't you use it on Shabbos? The teretz is Reb Nechemia. It goes according to Reb Nechemia. He's the most machmir geir to muksam. To Yomar, he says, afilu tarvud, even a spoon, a ladle, afilu talis, even a regular talis that you wear, and itolun elitzarach tashmisham yuchid, you're only allowed to touch a spoon for the purpose of eating with it. For no other purpose you're allowed to touch it. Who was in a talis? Even a klisha machtel heter, according to Nehemia, it's only mutter to touch for its purpose that it's aimed for, a beged to wear. But if you want to use a beged to move something with, to clean up the floor with, it's usur. It's called muksa kotem nechemya.
Right.
The ikah shofar, the male is good, why even a shofar is usur kotem nechemya? Because the ikah purpose what use a shofar for us to blow. So even though sometimes you could use it to drink with, so it's called a kli, but according to Reb Nechemia, even a hetedik kli, even like a spoon, it's only mutter to use a spoon for eat with, to drink with, to use it. But for another purpose, it's also, that's Reb Nechemia's chomadik eshrita. And Mr. Shem will see later on in the Masechta what the hezbr is, why he's machmir so much. Some say it's gzeri mishum oitzor, we don't want you to touch anything on Shabbos because we're afraid we'll carry it outside. So the only machmir is things that you need for the purpose of the kli, that's your hetedik to use. But for any other purposes, or the gzer, you may carry it outside. We don't want you to touch anything. Right. So the more umay shofer nami horan chemia umay shofer nami chatzoitzus. So Rashi umay shofer the tani behead you. So you have nechemia the yak donis bo lechatzoitzus liyisura. That he said chatzoitzus is also. When the tani ye metatlan as a shofer mazuch, he said he can't touch a shofer. So let's start the mister chatzoitzus. It's a shred that breaks of a nechemia. What do you have to say? Chatzoitzus is also wasa for him. Madach, a shofer is also. Pshita chatzoitzus is also. The kol shchein he. He'll be any role of gemaya by tinnik. A chatzoitzus he can't use for anything. It's not even right to drink with, to let a tinnik drink with. Ella, shofer, the tani ratio. Who chatzoitzus? Now the pshat is when the ratio is said a shofer, it means a chatzoitzus. The chatzoitzus, the tani v'seifer. That the seifer said a chatzoitzus. Who shofer? The Yishtani Shemaya Kedachizda, that we change around the names. As if it would have first said Chatzoitzus is also, and then say Shofer is also, that's good. First it says the less Chiddish, Chatzoitzus is also, that's Muksa Quantum Yuda. Then it says even the Chiddish of a Shofer is also, Quantum Nechemia. But the Kasha was the Brisa first says the Chatzoitzus, his first says Shofer is awesome. So Shmuel was have to say again Chatzoitzus, Pshita Chatzoitzus is also. That there it says, it goes to Quantum Chizda, we change around the names. That we call the shofer chatzoitzus and chatzoitzus shofers. So tomorrow, kiram chizda, the yomram chizda, hani plus milu. There are three things: ishtani shemayu. The names changed around. Michichor beis amigdish. It's after the churban abayis. They took la derech. They got famished. They changed around three names. Chatzoitzusum shufra. They called the chatzoitzus a shofer and shufra chatzoitzus. They called now or shofer chatzoitzus. Miller, when the Brisa first says that a shofer is awesome, you know what it means? It means the chatzoitzus is awesome. So that's one chiddush. Chatzoitzus is muksum. It's not roi for anything. It's only roi to blow with. Then the Brisa says, a chatzoitzus is awesome. It means a shofer, which is a bigger chiddush. Even though a shofer is called a kli, that you have some heter from it, you could use it to drink with. But the mechem yeshitu is, you can only use the kelim for its purpose as aim it for. So the moral of my nafkimina, what has to tell this chiddush that he changes around the names? L'shoifa shorosh Hashanah. So drash l'shoifa shorosh Hashanah, ain't taken elo b'yoysoi sh'amoros k'edin chatzoitzus. You have to know, right now, if you go out and ask the people for a shoifa for Rosh Hashanah, you have to ask them for a chatzoitzus. Because they call now a chatzoitzus a shoifa. Therefore, if you want to make sure to get a kosher shoifa, you have to ask for a chatzoitzus. Who shoifa? Oyim bo'a moritz lisho b'ma yitoka, or else if an Amoritz now comes and asks you, why don't we blow with on Rosh Hashanah? You have to tell them you blow with a Chatzoitzus. Because today now, they call a Shofer a Chatzoitzus. So that's not the meaning. Right, another thing that got changed around the Churban Abayis is Arova. That's something we use for the Lulav. And Tzitzifah. Tzitzifah is a Apostle of Arovis. And Tzitzifah Arova, they change it around now. L'mayin Afkamina Lulav. Is now if you want to buy a kosher or arovis for the lulav, you have to ask the amoris for a tzitzifah. And if you ask them for arova, you get a posel arovis now. Shrashi tzitzifah, that psula lulav. That's a posel arovis. The ola shalo ogul, the leaves of a tzitzifah is round. The corner shalo loven, stem is white. Kedarmina basuka. So middle now, if you want to get a kosher one, you have to ask them for a tzitzifah. Because they changed around, the names are Rovis to Tirsifah. Who are then Psura Psurta, and Psurta Psura. The Mayan of Kumin, Lamekach Memcha. Trashi Psura means Metchilo Hayakurin, Lagodo Psura. The bigger one is called the Psurum. Ulektana Psurta. And the smaller one is called the Psurtum. Vyakshav Nishtana, now it's Pum Fakir. Mayan of Kumin, if I sell something, if you want to sell a Psura, you have to know you're going to get now a smaller one. And if you want to get a Psurta, you get a bigger one now. So you have to know what they're called to know what it is. Yeah. Right. Omer Abaya. Af onu nemar. We also have another thing that got changed around. Hu lilo and bekosa. These are different types of stomachs in the behemoth. We'll soon see in the gate of Trephis. That what we used to call hu lilo, now they call bekasia. And bekasia hu lilo. That's what the people call it now. These are two different stomachs in the behemoth. La mina, what it's called. La machet, if you find the needle, shenim tzois be'uve be'sakoisis. If you find the needle, after you make a shchita on the behemoth, you cut open the behemoth, and you find the needle inside its stomach, in the be'sakoisis, that's one of the stomachs. is the mitzad echod ksheira. If the needle only comes out one side of the skin, it's still kosher. Because we say on the other side of the base of kosher is protecting it. Mishnei tzadim, for if the needle comes out on both sides, then it's a trefa. So it's a nafkmina, what's called the base of kosher? There's only a kulum in the needle coming through the base of kosher there. Since there's a lot of fats on the other side, it covers it up. So it's a nafkmina, what is called the base of kosher? So today, if you hear them saying huvlila, that's the mokum that's called the base of kosher. That if the machet comes out on one side, the needle is sticking through on one side, it's still kosher. So Rashi af onu nemer, af onu yecholim lohisef ad rab chizdan lemeshagam zeh nishtanim. Another thing got changed around. Huvlila mitchilu hayakur lahamasis. That's one stomach of the behemon. Huvlila or the base of kosher. That's another stomach. Is bekasia. The yachshu of nishtan now is pumfakir. Hamasas of Trashi, who are somech lebeis hakoisis. The masters is right next to the beis hakoisis. Also, it's a galgal, kimin kadr, it's a round thing. Hovatoicha, klipas, it has a lot of different klipas, skins around it. Harbek, a galgal, like a bull, shirachayim. The curve in Yabdurfne, dak merd, and the sides is very thick. Beis hakoisis, that's beis hakeris, that's the end of the stomach. Shekurin pansil. Vyeshboi uvis, very thick there. Shekurin dublon. The toichai also kimin kois, and inside it's made like a kois. Uve is thick kois, vesa koisis. Doifin kfula means two sides folded over. Udvuki makaflayim zeb zeb shuman, and the two sides flapped over is like stuck together with fat in between it. So mele mitzadech, if you have a needle that's sticking out on one side, shlenike vele echod min akaflayim, only one of the two flaps the needle went through. It's luk shera. Shechaveri seismoi. Since there's another flap there, the other side of the base of kaisis covers it up. It's not called the trefa. Other means base sodim. If the needle goes through both sides of the base of kaisis, shenikfu shneim. The needle, both sides of the needle went through it. Then it's a trefa. Of the base of kaisis, dafkin the end of the keris in the base of kaisis. Who do you kill fluga? Here you can make a chilek. Bein sadech between the needle went through one side, lishnei sodim to two sides. Avobiyamasis, mashenkin, and the masses, the first part of the stomach, afilu mitzadechon, even though the needle only went through one side, shalaynira ha-neke l'chutz, it can't see the neck of on the outside. Ein ze stima, that's not called the stima, lifi shadoifin dak miyoid, because by the base of masses, the covering on top is a very thin covering, so if the needle went through one skin already, it's already called the trefum. So to not be mean, what's called the masses, what's called the base of kossos, to know if the needle went through one skin, is it a trefa or not? Now, if you mean it, is the other side thick enough or not? No, even this much alone is like called a trefa. El zicha, and no, that's a shal and trefa. It's either seifel and nokev, el zicha become a nekev by itself. It can't heal up now. It will eventually die the way it is. That's called a trefa. Omer Rav Ashi, af onu nema bebovel. We also have another chilik, what's called bovel? Bovel brusif, and brusif bovel. The beginning bovel was bovel and brusif or brusif, two different places. Now they changed around. They call bovel brusif, and they call brusif bovel. So the moral of my nafkamina, what you call the two cities? Nafkamina is legitino.